Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Resiliency Radio with Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. Interactive radio to empower, educate, and inspire during difficult times. Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. Welcome to Resiliency Radio, everyone. I'm Lauren Monroe, and I'm here with my fascinating, riveting, vivacious co-host, Mr. Rick Allen.
You're so kind. Mm-hmm. Too kind. Mm-hmm. Too kind. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. So, yes, I'm actually going to be doing the show completely naked tonight, again. First time I did it for the last show, and I enjoyed it so much that by popular request, mainly by the dog, but I'll be presenting in the all together.
That's wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
Very wonderful, and we're all pleased to know that.
So what do we have in store?
Well, tonight's a really exciting night, actually. We're both very excited to have a friend of ours come on the show, Susie Landolfi from the Big Heart Ranch. And Susie is an equine-assisted psychotherapist that works with horses and other animals to help people through times of crisis. She helps people from all over the Western United States doing this type of therapy. And it's really heart-opening empowerment therapy working with animals. And she's going to talk all about that. We had also a great experience working with wild horses, and we did a YouTube video about it just to share some of our experience. For those of you who haven't seen it, you can check it out on YouTube. But, you know, working with horses is an unbelievable experience, you know. Wasn't it, Rick? I mean,
it was frightening at first, but then when me and the horse made friends, then the whole thing took on a different personality. It was really once-in-a-lifetime experience for me. Fantastic.
Yeah, so this is really special for us to share this with you, and Susie is a wonderful person sharing her wisdom with us tonight. So we have a pre-recorded interview with Susie. She was able to spend some time with us a few days ago, and we recorded the interview to share with everybody. So here we are. Everyone ready to listen? Oh, and later on tonight, after the interview, we'll be coming back on live, doing some drumming with everyone, like every show. And then we'll be taking some calls and questions. So we really want you to call in, ask some questions about our experience of working with horses and animals. Tell us your experience and any questions you may have about the whole therapy of working with equine-assisted psychotherapists.
And animals in general.
Yeah. Yeah, and all you need to do is call in at 347-843-4903, and we'd love to talk to you. So we'll take a quick break, and then we're going to go right to our interview with Susie Landolfi.
Fantastic.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're back here on Resiliency Radio with a very special friend of ours, Susie Landolfi, who's an equine-assisted psychotherapist who's working here in Malibu in California and throughout the United States. And we're very happy to have her on the show. Welcome, Susie.
Hi, guys. It's great to be here.
Thanks for being here. Fantastic.
You're very appreciated.
I'm just so appreciative of what you guys are doing because there isn't anything more important than resiliency. It really is so important in our lives, especially today.
Well, you know, we've known you for a while, and we were familiar with the kind of work that you do. But for those listeners out there who aren't familiar with the equine process and how horses can be used for healing, can you let everyone know what exactly, you know, an equine-assisted psychotherapist does?
Sure. Basically, what we do is we take the natural way of the horse, which is to reflect who you really are, and we'll put horse and human together and ask them to do activities together on the ground. It usually doesn't involve much riding or even maybe even a mounted activity. So you can do all of it on the ground if you want. And as you go through the process of trying to communicate with this horse and be with this horse and figure out this activity together, that horse is going to reflect back to you who you truly are, what is truly going on. It's not a codependent relationship like we have with our dogs, who will put up with everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
This is a relationship that has to be built on trust and respect and honest communication and no double messages. And you will learn about yourself, about how you do life and how you do relationships and whether or not that's working.
You know, we saw that when we went up to Lancaster and we worked with the wild horses, and Susie was there, for those of you who've seen the video of us last year, and it was so true that the horses were, in fact, a mirror, and there's no way to get around a double message. If you're trying to be strong and you're feeling afraid, they know.
They know.
Definitely.
And that's so great, and they actually let you know nicely, unlike what we do as humans, and sometimes we don't let each other know in a nice way. And they'll warn you. They'll never do anything that's not consistent and congruent. Ever.
Mm-hmm. They're very real.
Yeah, they are. And they ask us to be real. That's the most important part of the healing. You know, for those of us that grew up in addiction and trauma and families that couldn't be honest with themselves or others and couldn't be trustworthy, the horse, that's all they want. And that's what they depend on. And they also are not verbal. I mean, here we are talking on a radio because we as humans, even though we really communicate mostly through body language, we use verbal as our main means of communication, or think that we do. And unfortunately, I can say a lot of things that I don't mean, and I can say a lot of things that I'm not doing. But when you stand in front of that horse the way you guys did, you had to do a certain way of being. You had to be a certain way, or that horse wouldn't buy it.
Right. No, not at all.
Right.
Wouldn't buy it at all.
Right.
Now, is this? Can you explain to everybody what the kind of work you do at the Big Heart Ranch? And Susie's a co-founder of the Big Heart Ranch. That's in Malibu. And it's an extraordinary place where a lot of healing happens. And there are horses and other animals there. And we're always excited to go up there. And we want you to share that with everyone.
Well, I think one of the most important thing, and I know it's going to sound sort of maybe too simple, and yet that's probably what gets us through life the best, is keeping it simple, is that it's a non-judgmental place. We ask you to come down there either with your child or with your family or whoever, and we ask you to bring the people and bring yourself and leave the diagnosis at home. Leave the judgment, leave the label, so that you can come down and try to experience something without all the preconceived ideas of who you are or who people say you are. And most people try that, except they really do come down with all these sort of name-calling. I call it really name-calling of ourselves, internal and external. And what we do then is we greet you without that judgment, and we know that you have the opportunity to heal. You deserve it. And you actually have the ability. That's what we hold. We hold all that faith and that belief from the moment you drive down that driveway. And we'll greet you with that. So whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you are able to come in there open-hearted, doesn't matter as long as we are. So we and the animals do that first. And that's really important for my staff to check themselves on a daily basis about that. And we do the work that we ask you to do. We're not going to ask you to do anything that we haven't done. I'm not the expert of you. You are. And then when you get in with that horse or the horses, you guys are going to have to work it out. I can't make that happen. And what will happen, well, the horses will again demand that you be your truest self, whatever that looks like. And it doesn't have to be positive or pretty. It doesn't have to be nice all the time. It can be just real. And then once you accept yourself at that moment, being present and being real, then the healing begins. We have a sort of a saying at Big Heart Ranch, and we, you know, Brian's always teasing me, the co-founder, and he says, you know, I don't know, I've been trying to time you, and it seems to me that people start crying in about 2 minutes after they get here and with the horses. So, and the tears are a release. I mean, that is the moment where we know then that you've brought down your defense from all the trauma that you've experienced, that that defense is a coping mechanism, and it's hiding who you really are. So if the horses get you to cry pretty quickly, then we know that your heart is open. And, of course, they also make you laugh. So either one, we'll take either one at the beginning, because then we know your heart is open from either laughter or tears. And then we're going to ask you to try to do things in a different way and see how it works out. So if you use anger, for instance, a lot of the times in controlling, that you have to, like, believe that you have to, like, you know, get upset with someone and really push your agenda. And if that's not really working for you, certainly the horse isn't going to respond very well to that, because you're not a partner, then, are you? And so what we do is we say, okay, that happened. Let's go back and try something else. See if you can get the horse to go through the obstacle course another way. I won't tell you that way. We're going to let you discover it. One thing we know about the limbic brain is we know that the only way that we can heal trauma in the brain is through an experience. And I have to say, as a therapist, sitting in a room with someone talking for 45 minutes may be a great experience, but hands-on in a pasture or hands-on on a drum, that's a real big experience that can make great changes very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Thank you for that. You know, without sort of, you know, revealing any names, can you give us examples of how a person... you know, through your own experience, or how people can overcome fear by working together with an animal or animals?
Sure. Well, I'm glad you brought up the word fear, because one of the things that we deny, there's two emotions that we deny all the time, fear and sadness. I mean, we'll laugh a lot and we'll say we're happy, but boy, it's very hard for most people to say that they're afraid or they're sad. And if you go into some organizations, specifically, say, even the military, that's the last one you're able to say that you're feeling right now is fear. So what most people do with fear and sadness is they push them down. They try not to acknowledge them. And the trouble is when you put fear and sadness together, unprocessed fear and sadness together, it has a chemical explosion called anger. That's where anger comes from. That is not a primary emotion. It's a secondary emotion. So whenever anybody's angry, you can ask them what they're afraid of and what they're sad about. To build on that, let's talk about the healing. How does this sort of work, or what's an experience that I can tell you about? So the best way I can tell you is I've got a boy who's in treatment, residential treatment for addiction, and the family has told him that he's got all the problems, and he's standing up with me with the horses, and his father and stepmother are supposed to be coming to the session, and they're late. And his father drives down the driveway late, really fast, in a very fast, expensive sports car. And he's got his shirt sleeves turned up, so his muscles are showing. And he's very big, and he's on a cell phone. And so his son watches him come down, and I can see the fear on the son's face the minute his father showed up. And the father's talking kind of animated because he's yelling at this his wife because she's lost. And we can see all this going on, and out of the corner of my eye, as he walks into the pasture, still on the cell phone, yelling, one of the horses starts to walk down towards him. And they walk down, and he's walking down, and he doesn't see it coming. It's coming right up behind him, but he's so intent on yelling. Now, remember I said anger is fear, right?
Right.
Anger is fear and sadness. So this particular horse is named JC, and JC came behind him, and I said to everybody standing up with me, including the son, watch this. The horse came up from behind him and took its nose and pushed his right elbow up into the air, the one holding the phone. and you see his hand go up in the air with the phone in it, he turns around in shock. Now he's afraid. Now he's showing fear,
right?
Because he didn't know what happened. And he takes a couple of steps back because there's this big horse staring at him, and he doesn't know what to do. But now his whole body language is filled with fear. And I can see the son's face looking like just incredulous at his father. Father takes a couple of steps back. The horse moves forward, puts his head down low, kind of tiptoes towards him while he's still on the phone, and pushes his arm again on the one that's holding the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
And the father takes the phone away from his ear, looks at it, looks at the horse, puts his phone back and says, "I got to go." Hangs the phone up. And walks up to the horse, just takes two steps forward, and very gently, his whole body now is relaxed, no more puffed up anger. And he kind of just strokes the horse. And this happens to be a horse that likes to give back rubs.
Mm-hmm.
And so the horse kind of like nuzzles him, and then kind of sneaks around him, kind of starts to walk around him, and starts to nuzzle his back and give him a back rub. His father just gets softer and smaller and softer. And I looked at the son and I said, "What do you think's going on?" And he said, "I don't know, but I've never seen my father like that before."
Wow.
What a beautiful example.
Wow. Yeah. This horse demanded that that man be present and demand that he be honest. And that anger was not going to make it for that horse. That horse decided that if you're coming in my pasture, this is my home, then that behavior is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a horse will do. And they can do it a lot of different ways. He was lucky that this particular one did it in a very nice way, a respectful way. And he completely changed. That father had a wonderful session, and at the end, you know, really started to admit all of his inability to be present with his son.
Mm. And,
I mean, I've got hundreds of these stories that we see every day on a regular basis. I mean, I don't do the work. I just allow it to happen, which I can take some credit for, because that's a good thing to do, too, not to be the expert all the time and make sure that you think you have to make it happen all the time. And then I acknowledge it. So part of what we need to do for people to heal is we need to acknowledge their trauma. We need to acknowledge their right to heal, that they deserve it. And that's pretty much what I do. The horses do the rest.
Mm-hmm. Now, after experiencing this for ourselves, you know, Rick and I were really excited about introducing this type of healing work to vets. And, you know, after hearing you describe that story and the idea of fear and sadness, you know, combusting and becoming anger, we see that a lot in our vets who suffer from post-traumatic stress and combat stress. And we know you're working on a program called Horses for Heroes. Is that correct? Is that right? Horses for Heroes, right?
Right. It started as a NARA program, which is for what most people know as handicap riding, if you will, a shortened version of that. And I hate that's how we say it, but unfortunately they haven't changed that name yet. And it's basically what started out is just bringing vets together with horses for riding, for physical therapy. Well, what we obviously have discovered that there's a lot more going on when you're around a horse than just the physical therapy of it. And now what has happened is those people that are starting these programs, ourselves included, are incorporating the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspect of healing with horses for vets. Because you can't just heal one part of you without acknowledging that your faith has been broken. When you have PTSD and you've gone into battle and you've had to do things that were either counterintuitive to what you believed or they were absolutely what you believed you should do, and yet afterwards you feel like, oh, my God, what happened? Why did I? What happened to me? What did I do to others? And there's no way to process that. There's no way to figure that out. You're going to internalize, you're going to carry it around, and you're going to get physically and emotionally and spiritually ill. I mean, you really will. Mm-hmm. And if you've had a loss of limb another physical disability or trauma, now you've got to deal with that. I'm not the same physically, I'm not the same spiritually, I'm not the same emotionally. And what we say in our work for Horses for Heroes is that we don't want you to be the same. We want you to be your higher self, your better self. And whatever that will look like, and horses can help you do that. And the way that they do that is they represent metaphorically many things in our lives. When you stand in front of a horse, first they could be a perpetrator. They could be the enemy. They could be a childhood trauma enemy, which could actually include your parents. They may be the military itself because it's larger than you. They could be you. Many times the vet will stand in front of the horse, and once they hear the horse's story, that the horse that they've picked is the vet. It's them standing in front of them.
Wow,
so that horse will be, right, will be a metaphor. If we use racehorses that have been injured, these horses were groomed to make money and to do something very special and very wonderful and be winners, and they didn't make the grade. So they were rejected. Ha! Right. Now their story really could be very similar to what's happened for the vet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what we do. There is an organization called Agala that I've been trained by, and they don't do mounted activities. We do. We believe mightily in putting people in front of horses, next to horses, and on top of horses. We even teach you how to crawl under a horse. So we're pretty much, you know, all around believing that the horse has a lot of ability to teach you new things about yourself and help you practice them.
Exactly. So you have a question, Rick, about...
Susie touched on it, I've been up there and I've watched the work and I've participated somewhat, but specifically, you know, how can working with horses for, say, myself or somebody that's lost a limb, what does that look like? How could that help me?
Right. I will let you know that we have done one thing this year that you've probably seen on the internet, and many people can type in the word Molly and horse with prosthetic leg.
Oh.
We now have a pony walking around this earth with a prosthetic leg.
Wow.
Yeah, her name's Molly. She's adorable. Well, the greatest fear that a horse has, Rick, is to lose a limb, meaning not even to lose it physically, but to lose the ability to have it. If a horse's leg, and they got four, so they have a higher rate, you know, if they lose one of those legs, they're dead. They're not just disabled. They're dead, and they know it. So if a horse has been injured, and many of the horses that we use in this work have been injured, are not able to be the rideable horse, they then have to deal with that fear on a daily basis too, whether that's true or not for them, because they are in a pasture and they're not worried about the lion to come get them. They have to deal with that fact that they are, quote, less than or less able to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. So they're going to find other coping mechanisms in how to deal with the herd and then how to deal with people who come into the herd like ourselves. Isn't that going to be true for someone who's also lost a limb? So for yourself included, you had to adjust. You had to find a way to not only just do physical things, but you had to find a way to define yourself and be able to include yourself in other emotional and spiritual activities. And you had to change your view of yourself. Believe it or not, horses do the same thing. If they were the lead of the herd at one time, and then they got injured and they can't be the alpha horse any longer, then who are they going to be in the herd? They're not going to leave the herd. The herd's not going to kick them out. They have to figure out what to do.
No, that's really important that you bring that up, because I remember when I first lost my arm, I would compare myself to how I used to be, and I would also compare myself to others and see myself as less than. And over the years, there are a few coping mechanisms, and one of them was or is celebrating uniqueness
and realizing that I'm even more unique than I was before. And then one that I heard recently from John Roberts with Wounded Warrior Project is embracing the new normal.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. The new what is.
Yeah. I mean, right? It's right
yeah.
there in front of you.
It's right in front of you, and it puts you on a path. So 15-year-old boy, 2 years ago, walking in Santa Barbara, someone runs a red light. He's a star water polo player, gets mowed down, and is now, 2 years later, just trying to learn how to walk again and talk. Parents bring him to the ranch. So not only did he didn't lose a limb, he lost everything. He lost everything.
Wow.
And they brought him to the ranch a couple of weeks ago. And I said to him, I'm sorry this happened to you, and yet it's not a punishment. And he looked at me. I said, this is not a punishment. Unfortunately, it's a gift you didn't ask for, because now you have something to give to other young people that are going to go through this. You now have a path that you're going down that others are going to need to walk. They're going to have to walk this path because this is going to happen to someone else.
Right.
So how well you walk it and how authentically you walk it and with compassion for self first and then for others is the gift that you've just been given.
That is exactly, and it really becomes a gift, and it's awful when it first happens. And you know, it's you think your world is just going to end, but it actually becomes a blessing and has become a blessing for me. And earlier on, you mentioned about going through the experience. Once you've been through that experience, to be able to share that experience with other people and lift them up and lift yourself up in the process, that's the gift.
That is the gift, and. For me, the animals do that. We have a blind pony. And I don't know if you can hear in the background, but my blind dog, I don't know what this is about, all my blind animals, but I have a blind dog in the back howling right now at the fire engine. And the blind pony and the blind dog have developed such great coping mechanisms. So once they lost sight, other great things came up about them that they are truly great animals to be around right now, and we love it, what they do for the kids and what they do for others. And, you know, one of the things I know people marvel about you, Rick, because I certainly do, is how much you do with one arm. It's not how much you can't do. It's how much you do.
Right. That's lovely for you to say that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and I've experienced it with you, and I want to say one other thing about you guys. So I got to watch you guys in the round pen with the wild horses, and I know people can watch the video. And what I got to see was how you do life as well. And what was so wonderful, Rick, I'll start with you. When you went in, and every time that you went towards the horse, you bowed your head a little bit as almost in reverence. And then after you took a little step back, when the horse allowed you to get as close as it felt it could, you put your hand over your heart.
Oh, you did. Mm. Yeah, you did.
That's right. You watched the video and you'll
see
how many times you put that hand over your heart. And what I loved about you, Lauren, what you did was you went in with one of the most fearful horses we have. Because now you know that anger, it acted angrily as if it was going to kick you. So you had the horse that was the most fearful and the most sad, right? Mm. Sad for being taken away and fearful of what? And what you did was you went only so far, and your ego, which is one of the things I love about you, you said, well, I have to touch this horse. You're going to have to wear it. You said, no, I don't need to get the first touch. You know, that's not what I need to do here. And I need to honor and just get as close as you'll allow me right now. And it shows we don't have to push to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard for us Italians to understand that concept.
If I had a bowl of pasta, that horse would have been eaten out of my mouth.
That's exactly right. Hey, what's the matter for you? Come on.
But there's something I'd like to conclude with, because it's a really important piece of what we do with drumming and how we lead our circles. That also is an important piece with working with horses, and that's the aspect of energy medicine. And when we talk about the horses mirroring our own emotions, and you know, everything, like you said, is done non-verbally. And when you take the verbal out, when you take the physical out, you're left with pure energy, and we communicate in that way. And I want you to talk a little bit about how equine-assisted psychotherapy, you know, falls under the realm of energy medicine. Can you speak to our listeners about that?
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up, because it's something that I sometimes have a struggle with a little bit with some of my peers in this business. We so often, as therapists, talk about the behavior, you know, the thinking and the behavior, the thoughts and the behavior, and we don't honor the energetic. Now, energetic, spiritual, it's all the same to me, intuitive. The nice part of using the word energy is that we know that that's exactly what we live on a daily basis, is that everything has energy and that all the molecules are moving. So even my table has energy.
Mm-hmm.
Horses must live off of reading energy the right way or they won't survive. They are 100% prey animals. And even though they do have a fight in them, their first and foremost way of dealing with something that might be a threat is to run. They'd much prefer to run. So they're going to have to size up the situation very quickly. And if you just stand still, we've done this many times, and you just stand as neutral as you can in front of the horse, and all I ask you to do is think about something. Think about what you're going to do to the horse. I'm going to come up and halt you, or I'm going to just touch you, or I'm going to walk away, or I'm going to feed you. People are always amazed that the horse will actually respond to what you believe is nonverbal, just neutral stance. But nothing's ever neutral. We always have a bit of an agenda. So they are so good at this that they will read your energy. More than that, not only will they read it, but they'll try to connect with it. They're going to try to figure you out. They are relationship beings. And they live off her energy. That's what they do. So they want to be part of you. They want to be connected with you. And they can only do that by reading your energy. What that also means then is that they open up their hearts and their minds to your energy. And vice versa. We always talk about how much the horse heals the human being, because the horse, you know, if it comes up and nuzzles you or does something with you and you feel so good about it, what you're not understanding too or all of a sudden cognizant of is the fact that you're also doing something wonderful for that horse. That horse gets a connection, an energetic connection from you, and they feel validated. You know, we oftentimes talk of ourselves as having dominion over animals, and so many times they're so far ahead of us. Emotionally and even sometimes, you know, cognitively.
Mm-hmm.
And so that energetic healing, we now know about chakras and we know about electrical energy going through our brain, and we know all about what we can do, magnetic energy. We talk about energy all the time, and yet we don't really always connect with the fact that that is what makes us sick and that's what can heal us. You know, your fear and your sadness unresolved can make you ill, physically ill.
Absolutely.
And resolving that and working on that and getting your, quote, your they call it your wind horse. The Buddhists call your life force, your joy for life, they call it your wind horse. And when your wind horse is low, you are spiritually, emotionally, physically ill.
Mm-hmm. Drained.
That is great description. You're drained. And then your body starts to shut down and processes and systems start to get short-circuited. And the horse and this work that we do together, but it's the same for the horse. When a horse is sad or injured or scared, they get ill. They get colic. All kinds of things happen to them, just like us.
Mm-hmm.
So they are a mirror for that as well. So I'll just tell you one quick little final anecdote of my energy. So I'm on the phone, I'm in here doing work, and I got to go out, it's time to go pick up the poop, and I'm pissed. You know, someone's got me fearful and sad, right? They acted like my dad or whatever. So I go marching out among a tack, 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 you know, and I'm saying all the Italian words. And I walk down into where my horses are, and my horse's ears go up, and they walk in the other direction. I haven't even looked at them yet. I haven't gone near them. They're like, oh, get out of here, here she comes. And, of course, I start laughing, and I go, I'm sorry, it's not you. I'm so sorry, it's not you, it's me. It's me. Well, you think of how many times we do that on a day when someone walks into a room and we read that energy instantly. And those of us that have gone through trauma or we've gone through any kind of abuse, we are hypervigilant just like a horse.
Yep.
And we're going to read that energy.
I bet, you know, almost every one of us listening tonight can remember a time when they hear a parent coming home and they, or someone they love coming through the door, and they could tell what kind of mood they're in before they even see their physical body. Just hearing the footsteps, how the door shuts, like
yep.
you're already putting together a picture based upon that energetic information. And as children,
we really
tune into that, I think, too.
And then we lie to them. And they walk through the door, and we go, are you okay? Daddy, are you mad? Mommy, you go, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Then we lie. We
right.
actually tell people that their natural intuitive reading and energetic reading is
wrong. Right.
And
wow.
then we don't trust it for the rest mm-hmm. of our lives, and that's another part of this healing.
What a gift working with animals. I really, for everyone listening, I hope you get to have an experience like this. And, you know, if people want to contact Big Heart, or if they want to learn more about, you know, the work with vets and Horses for Heroes, how can they find you online?
Well, they can go to www.bigheartranch.org. They can do that. They can email me at Suzy, S-U-Z-I, at bigheartranch.org. And we also work with Native American youth, so we started a whole organization through Lifesavers, which is an amazing Mustang rescue, called Red Horse Nation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also contact us at Suzy, S-U-Z-I, at redhorsenation.org.
And we'll, of course, put all that information on the Raven Drum website, and it will be listed on the Blog Talk Radio, Resiliency Radio website, so people can find you there. This has been such a wonderful interview. We're so excited to have you.
I really appreciate you and all that you guys do, and not only what you do, but how you do it. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, you've helped us tremendously, Suzy, and we appreciate you very much. Thank you. Thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Anytime, guys. Take care.
All right, everyone, we'll be right back with Resiliency Radio Drumming. We're going to be drumming live with you all, so take a moment. We're going to take a break. We'll see you in a minute. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. So before we start drumming, we just want to let you know that we have been watching you all in the chat room. And even though we're not responding, we're really into some of the things that you're saying, and we're glad you're there, you know, discussing and talking amongst yourselves about what we've been talking about. So we're hoping that after we drum together, and I really hope that you all are going to, you know, just rest with chatting, take your fingers off the keys and sit and in a place where you can really get the benefits of the drumming work we're going to do together. And it is intuitive energy work that we're doing through the portals of the web. And we all can connect in a very healing way. So we know you're there, Jonica, Becky in Florida, Allison, Karen, Joe, Little Lep, Robert. You said something very interesting in the chat about your intuition and about feeling that sense of your intuitive nature with horses. And then we'd love for you to call in and share that experience with us. So after we're done drumming, just give us a call at 347-843-4903. So now, everyone, let's get ready. So remember, if you don't have a drum, it's okay. You can just relax in a room. Make sure your phones aren't ringing. And you can have this short time to yourself to be with us. I'm going to start by taking a deep breath in. And out. And feel your feet on the floor. Focus on your breath, and anytime your mind starts to wander, come back to your breathing. And we'll set the intent for all of us to have a deepening and understanding of our own intuition over the days to come, to trust ourselves and live with our hearts open. Again, one more deep breath in. And let it out. Again, the intention is trusting ourselves. Just observe your thoughts. If you cling to a thought, just let it go. Watch it drift away. And take a deep breath. And relax your shoulders. Your shoulder blades. Just take a deep breath within the inside of your chest. Focus on your heart. Let the stress go. Your mind's eye, take a moment to see everyone drumming together wherever we are. See our hearts connected by something bigger than ourselves, something greater than our minds. And in this circle, we're safe and we're strong. Deep breath. Breath. Take a moment to be silent. Breathe deeply. And let all of us remember this in our very cell tissue, in our minds and in our hearts, and have it carry us. Thank you, everyone. Come on back over, Rick.
Can I come out now?
Yeah. So we'd love to hear from you if you want to give us a ring. And I'll just make a shout out to some of our people on the chat room. And I'll give us a call.
Themselves
oh,
on
they
there.
Are. They yeah. are. But actually, we do have a few announcements too to make, and we have a drawing tonight. We're doing a chance to win a signed Def Leppard CD by you, Rick.
Well, yeah. And how do we go about doing that?
Well, we have a little magic sack here. We have names of all of our friends, our Blog Talk Radio friends, who signed up. For the show, and we'll do that a little bit later, not right now. But I do have an announcement, though, I'd love to make. That's about an upcoming Raven Drum chat that we'll be having. Actually, why don't you tell everybody
about
that?
If everybody would like to join our online community, ravendrumfoundation.org, and chat with us on October 27th. And that starts at, what, 5:30?
Pacific time, yeah.
Fantastic. And obviously that's, it goes out everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah, and that'll be fun. We did a chat in July, our last one, and it was really fun, you know, speaking with all of you and getting to know you better. And we also have coming up a very special CD. It's the Raven Drum Circle CD, the first one of its kind. And we've been doing this work for live, the Drum Circle, since 2002. And we have yet to do a CD of
We've never documented it.
Yeah, so those of you who haven't been at a circle, we'll be taking you from the beginning all the way to the end so you can drum at home with friends or you can sit and experience the work firsthand at home. And so we're real excited to be sharing that with you.
And actually, a lot of you that, you know, when we first started doing the Drum Circle on the radio show, you really inspired us because you kept on asking us to do, the Drum Circle. I think we were only going to do it that one time. And then I think everybody enjoyed it so much that we just decided that we would make that permanent thing on the show. So now we're actually putting it together as a CD, and you're going to be able to use that at home, and I'm sure you're going to find it really, really healing, very beneficial.
Yeah, and we should be releasing that around Thanksgiving, so it'll be fun to share it with all of you during the holidays. So we have time for one call, and we do have Cheryl on the line, and let me bring Cheryl on. Hey, Cheryl, can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, how are you guys?
Really good, nice to hear your voice.
Yeah. What can we do for you?
My question for you guys is, once you go on tour with Def Leppard next year, Rick, will you be able to keep up with the Resiliency Radio?
Well, obviously, because of, technology being the way it is, I can be involved pretty much wherever I am. Tonight, for instance, we lost Carolyn McCluskey, but we were able to, Jennifer was able to stand in, and she's not even in the studio with us. She's sitting at home on her computer, so it's, I'm sure I'll be able to do that, and I look forward to being able to continue with it.
Yeah, me too. It's become a regular thing with me.
That's so great. Well, yeah, we're hoping to be able to broadcast this from either the tour bus or backstage when Rick is away, and we could be here in the studio or out there. And also, we'll be venturing into streaming video next year, doing some streaming.
Was it Ustream?
Yeah, Ustream. Doing some Ustream.
Well, don't let Rick do that one naked.
You're right. Yeah, you got to put your clothes on for that, right?
Oh, of course. Yes. Oops, almost forgot. That would be a little embarrassing. I've started doing a couple of things just with my phone, which is fun.
Not naked, though.
Not naked,
no.
Of course. It's fun to be able to put a few things out, a few small videos, But we hope to be doing more and more of that because we get a great response from everybody, and it's really fun to just involve everybody as much as we possibly can. So thank you to you.
Thank you. That's a great question, Cheryl. So thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right. Thanks. Have a good night.
All right. Well, you know what? I think it's that time.
What, the magic sack time.
I do think so.
My sack is looking decidedly scruffy these days.
All right.
Would you like to... She's playing my maracas.
Your finger needs to be in the sack, though.
Disgusting. Preston knows best.
And the winner is?
I think I need another two or three of those.
The winner is Beppy B. Beppy B.
Beppy B.
You.
So Beppy B. Bepster. Bepperama, Bepperoni, Beppy B. Just contact Jennifer through the Blog Talk Radio email, and you will be able to receive your very own Def Leppard CD, Sparkle Lounge, signed by the one and only Rick Allen.
Oh, stop.
So give us a call. Give us a shout right away so you can receive that. Thank you all for being a part of this. And we do have one more announcement to make. I wanted to let everybody know that Rick and I put out a single a few months ago called A Little Faith. And we just released a video of it, and it's actually a meditation music video. And it's you can find it on YouTube. You can also go to lauramonroe.com and experience it. And we'd love for you to let us know, you know, how the experience is for you. It'll be the first of others that we'd like to put out that not only give you a sound experience for healing, but also a visual one as well. And so that's our gift to you. I guess that's it for tonight, and we would love to hear from you guys. Let us know. You can reach Rick on Twitter, of course, at Rick Allen Live on Twitter. And,
yeah, I'm there pretty much every day.
And Raven Drum, of course. And just a special shout out and our love and intention out to all our wounded warriors who actually came with us last week up to the Big Heart Ranch, and that was a really wonderful evening, a whole day up there, and we'd like to do more of that very soon, especially in 2011.
Yeah, actually, I think John Roberts may be listening.
John, hi. If you're listening, any of our warriors are listening tonight, we're just sending all of our love to you, and we look forward to seeing you soon. All right, everyone, we'll see you at the next show coming up in November. Very special show, so keep in touch. We'll let you know.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your participation. See you next time.
Good night. Welcome to Resiliency Radio, everyone. I'm Lauren Monroe, and I'm here with my fascinating, riveting, vivacious co-host, Mr. Rick Allen. Host, Mr. Rick Allen. Rick Allen. Rick Allen. Rick Allen. Rick Allen. Rick Allen.
You're so kind, too kind, too kind. This is fantastic. So, yes, I'm actually going to be doing the show.
Rick Allen.
You're so kind, too kind, too kind. This is fantastic. So, yes, I'm actually going to be doing the show completely naked tonight again. First time I did it for the last show, and I enjoyed it so much that by popular request, mainly
his co-host, Mr. Rick Allen.
You're so kind, too kind, too kind. This is fantastic. So, yes, I'm actually going to be doing the show completely naked tonight again.
Riveting, vivacious co-host, Mr. Rick.
You're so kind.
Radio, everyone. I'm Lauren Monroe, and I'm here with my fascinating, riveting, vivacious co-host, Mr. Rick Allen. Actually, we're both very excited to have
that by popular request, mainly by
a friend of ours come on the show.
Fantastic.
Welcome back, everyone.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're back here on Resiliency Way.
Fantastic.
Friend of ours, Susie Landolfi, who's an equine-assisted psychotherapist who's working here in Malibu in California and throughout the United States, and we're very happy to have her on the show. Welcome, Susie.
Hi, guys. It's great to
how horses can be used for healing. Can you let everyone know what exactly, you know, an equine-assisted psychotherapist does?
Sure. Basically, what we do is we take...
Oh, sort of, you know, revealing any names. Can you give us...
And, you know, after hearing you describe that story and the idea of fear and sadness, you know, combusting and becoming anger, we see that a lot in our vets who suffer from post-traumatic stress and talk radio, Resiliency Radio website, so people can find you there. So take a moment. We're going to take a break. We'll see you in a minute. Stay tuned. take a moment. We're going to take a break. We'll see you in a minute. Stay tuned. Even though we're not responding, we're really welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, everyone. So before we start drumming, we just want to let you know that we have been watching you all in the chat room. And even though we're not responding, we're really into some of the things that you're saying, and we're glad you're there, you know, discussing it and talking amongst yourselves about what we've been talking about. And out. And feel your feet on the floor. Focus on your breath, and anytime your mind starts to wander, come back to your breathing. And we'll set the intent for all of us to have a deepening and understanding of our own intuition over the days to come, to trust ourselves and live with our hearts open. Again, one more deep breath in. And let it out. Again, the intention is trusting ourselves. So now, everyone, let's get ready. So remember, if you don't have a drum, it's okay. You can just relax in a room. Make sure you get ready. So remember, if you don't have a drum, it's okay. You can just relax in a room. Make sure your phones aren't ringing. And you can have this short time to yourself. Thank you. And just observe your thoughts. If you cling to a thought, just let it go. Watch it drift away. And take a deep breath. Let the stress breath. Take a moment to be silent. Breathe deeply. And let all of us remember this. Thank you, everyone. Come on back over, Rick.
Can I come out now?
Yeah. So we'd love to hear from you if you want to give us a ring. And I'll just make a shout out to some of our people on the chat room. And give us a call.
Are they behaving themselves
on
there?
They are. They yeah. are. But, actually, we do have another... a few announcements too to make, and we have a drawing tonight. We're doing a chance to win a signed Def Leppard CD by you, Rick.
Well, yeah. How do we go about doing that?
Well, we have a little magic sack here. We have names of all of our friends, our Blog Talk Radio friends, who signed up for the show, and we'll do that a little bit later, not right now. But I do have an announcement, though. I'd love to make. That's about an upcoming Raven Drum chat that we'll be having. Actually, why don't you tell everybody about that?
If everybody would like to join our online community, Raven Drum, ravendrumfoundation.org, and chat with us on October 27th. And that starts at, what, 5:30?
Pacific time, yeah.
Fantastic. And obviously, that's it goes out everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah, and that'll be fun. We did...
Sack time.
I do think so.
My sack is looking decidedly scruffy these days. Scruffy. particularly scruffy these days.
That's kind of gross.
What? Diddly scruffy these days.
That's kind of gross.
What?
All right.
Would you like to? She's playing my. I think I need another two or three of those.
The winner is Beppy B. Beppy B. Beppy B. Beppy B.
Beppy B.
You.
So Beppy B. Bepster. Bepperama, Bepperoni, Beppy B. Just contact. Keep in touch. Keep in touch. We'll let you know.
That's great.
Good night. Remember, very special show. So keep in touch. We'll let you know. Remember, very special show. So keep in touch. We'll let you know.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Received that. Thank you all for being a part of this. And we do have one more announcement to make. I wanted to let everybody know that, and that was a really wonderful evening. And just a special Rick on Twitter, of course, at Rick for Healing, but also a visual one as well. And so that's our gift to you. I guess that's it for tonight, and we would love to hear from you guys. Let us know. You can reach Rick on Twitter, of course, at Rick Allen Live on Twitter. And,
yeah, yeah, I'm there pretty much every day.
And Raven Drum, of course. And just a for healing, but also a visual one as well. And so that's our gift to you. I guess that's it for tonight, and we would love to. We would love to hear from you guys. Let us know. You can reach Rick on Twitter, of course, at Rick Allen. Hear from you guys. Let us know. You can reach Rick on Twitter, of course, at Rick Allen Live on Twitter. And,
yeah, yeah, I'm there pretty much every day.
And Raven Drum, of course. And just a special shout out and our love and intention out to all our wounded warriors who actually came with us last week up to the Big Heart Ranch. And that was a really wonderful evening, a whole day up there. And we'd like to do more of that very soon, especially in 2011.
Yeah, actually, I think John Roberts may be listening. I think
John, hi. If you're listening, any of our warriors are listening tonight. Keep in touch. We'll let you know.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your participation. See you next time.
Good night. And just a special put out that not only that. Thank you all for being a part of this. And we do have one more announcement to make. I wanted to let everybody know that Rick and I put out a single a few months ago called A Little Faith. And we just released a video of it. And it's actually a meditation music video. And it's you can find it on YouTube. You can also go to lauramonroe.com and experience it. And we'd love for you to let us know, you know, how the experience is for you. It'll be the first of others that we'd like to put out that not only give you a sound experience for healing, but also a visual one as well. Your email, and you will be able to receive your very own Beppy and experience it. And we'd love for you to let us know, you know, how the experience is for you. It'll be the first of others that we'd like to put out that not only give you a sound experience for healing, but also a visual one as well. And so that's our gift to you. I guess that's it for tonight. And we would love to hear from you guys. Let us know. You can reach Rick on Twitter, of course, at Rick put out that not only give you a sound experience for healing, but also a visual one as well. And so that's our gift to you. I guess that's it for tonight. And we would love to hear from you guys. Let us know. You can reach Rick on Twitter, of course, at Rick Allen Live on Twitter. And,
yeah, I'm there pretty much every day.
And Raven Drum, of course. And just a special shout out and our love and intention out to all our wounded warriors who I guess that's it for tonight. And we would love to hear from you guys. Let us know. You can reach Rick on Twitter, of course, at Rick Allen Live on Twitter. And,
I'm there pretty much every day.
And Raven Drum, of course. And just a special shout out and our love and intention.
I'm there pretty much every day.
And Raven Drum, of course. And just a special shout out and our love and intention out to all
every day.
And Raven Drum, of course.
Yeah, actually, I think John Roberts may be listening. I think
John, hi. If you're listening, any of our warriors are listening tonight, we just send all of our love to you, and we look forward to seeing you soon. All right, everyone. John, hi. If you're listening.
John Roberts may be listening. I think
John, hi. If you're listening, any of our warriors are listening tonight, we're just sending all of our love to you, and we look forward to seeing you soon. All right, everyone, we'll see you at the next show coming up in November. Very special show, so keep looking forward to seeing you soon. All right, everyone, we'll see you at the next show coming up in November. Very special show, so keep in touch. We'll let you know.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your part.
All right, everyone, we'll see you at the next show coming up in November. Very special show, so keep in touch. We'll let you know.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your participation. See you next time.
Good night. That's it for tonight, and we would love to hear from you guys. Let us know. You can reach Rick on Twitter, of course, at Rick Allen Live. Let us know. You can reach Rick on Twitter, of course, at Rick Allen Live on Twitter. And,
I'm there pretty much every day.
And Raven Drum, of course. And just a special shout out and our love and intention out to all our.
I'm there pretty much every day.
And Raven Drum, of course. And just a special shout out and our love and intention out to all our wounded warriors who actually came with us last week up to the Big Heart Ranch, and that was a really wonderful evening, a whole day up there, and we'd like to do more of that very soon, especially in 2011.
Yeah, actually, I think John Roberts may be listening.
John, hi. If you're listening, any of our warriors are listening tonight, we're just sending all of our love to you, and we look forward to seeing you soon. All right, everyone, we'll see you at the next show coming up in November. Very special show, so keep in touch. We'll let you know.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your participation. See you next time.
Good night. In touch, we'll let you know.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your participation. See you next time.
Good night.
Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. Welcome to Resiliency Radio, everyone. I'm Lauren Monroe, and I'm here with my fascinating, riveting, vivacious co-host, Mr. Rick Allen. Mm-hmm.
You're so kind. Mm-hmm. Too kind.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic. So, yes, I'm actually going to be doing the show completely naked tonight, again. First time I did it for the last show, and I enjoyed it so much that by popular request, mainly by the dog, I'll be presenting in the all together.
Very wonderful. We're all pleased.
So what do we have in store?
Well, tonight's a really exciting night, actually. We're both very excited to have a friend of ours come on the show, Susie Landolfi from the Big Heart Ranch. And Susie is an equine-assisted psychotherapist that works with horses and other animals to help people through times of crisis. She helps people from all over the Western United States doing this type of therapy. And it's really hard opening empowerment therapy, working with animals, and we're going to talk a little about that. We had also a great experience working with wild horses, and we did a YouTube video about it just to share some of our experience. For those of you who haven't seen it, you can check it out on YouTube. But, you know, working with horses is an unbelievable experience.
It was frightening at first, but then when me and the horse made friends, then the whole thing took on a different personality. It was really once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah, so this is really special for us to share this with you, and Susie is a wonderful person sharing her wisdom with us tonight. So we have a pre-recorded interview with Susie. She was able to spend some time with us a few days ago, and we recorded the interview to share with us. Here we are. Oh, and later on tonight, after